Thank you for holding. My name is Drain. I'm one of the specialists in the department for your area. How are you today?
I'm okay, sir.
All right. Do you have any questions or top on pricing?
No, sir. What type of lead certification do I get from the profile? And how does it work per lead, or how does it work, sir? How does it work with the leads?
Okay, so the way that it actually works, and I'd be more than happy to answer these questions for you, but we have different packages. So we have different ways that we can actually get you leads. The most expensive will be our Google leads, and those are pay per leads. But depending on what you feel like you need, and you know, I'm just gonna ask you a few more questions. We might not even have to go that far up to get you those Google, the actual Google leads, but you'll have up to $300 in Google ads also. But I will just want to ask you a few questions just to see exactly what you're doing and what you're really looking to do. And then we can see which package actually has the best. Go ahead.
What I was looking to do, I think, the profile information I gave you for the marketing on this, will be about as far as I'm going to get with that, because I was looking for a lead company that's going to go ahead and send me leads that they have marketed already. And that's what's going on. So I'm trying to get a lead company like Angie's Home Advisor or something like that, that have leads where these people call in and they match you with the contractor for the location. So I've been doing pretty good with that, but a lot of these leads for Angie's have starting to fail, and they're charging me for a lead that's not answerable. So stuff like that. So what I was looking for this morning when I applied with this is to find another lead company to deal with, and I've seen a couple of them already. But I'm not sure that I want to try them right now. So I'm going to try to give myself a little time to think this over, because they're almost the same. And most of the time you have them marketing the same leads to somebody else, you know. So I'm going to try to give this thing a chance with this heat out there and stuff like that. I'm going to be able to do something else until I get this thing organized, besides opening up marketing like you have with Google. And I've been thinking about it for a very long time to use that, but I haven't decided to use it yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I'm working toward that era where they can put you on the front page of Google and all of this stuff here, and they'll be able to find me, you know? So that's what I'm looking for.
Okay. Well, hey, that's perfect, because that's exactly what we offer. So we are a premier partner with Google, and we do offer first page placement. We do offer Google Verify. We will Google Verify your account, so where no matter what, you will be a Google Verified business. We will create you a website and a Facebook page. We'll also manage these things for you. All we ask for you is just to send us over information. This is a complete month-to-month situation, so you don't have to worry about contract. And, you know, the major benefit is about the position that it just actually became available today. So once we begin working with you, we close out the category and we don't work with any of your competitors. So a few other things that you would get with this. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Like I said, sir, right now, I'm going to try to wait, because I'm trying to get the funds balanced on my account with this. And that's the problem with all of this, is that I'm trying to get these funds balanced on my account where I could go ahead and open this up and use it as I seem fit. But I'm trying to wait till the weather changes a little bit, sir. It's pretty hot out there. And if I get the advertising on Google with some of the work that I already have, that's going to be a problem, because I'm adding more work to something I already have already. Most importantly, I'm trying to just time this thing where the weather is going to cool down and people are going to want to do the work. So I'm trying to make it figuratively to myself where I know people want because they need to have it done because the weather's cool. With this heat out there, I'll find a lot of people that's wanting something done, and they should know it's going to take longer to get done with this heat out there because somebody's not just going to jump on it and get it finished as they would expect. But most importantly, right. I don't want the people to tell me, like Angie's, that they're sending me leads. Sir, I bought 10 leads already. Since yesterday up to today, 10 leads, and I did not get an answer on one lead yet. The highest cost lead I got was $78.
Oh my goodness.
$78, and that's too much. All the other ones went from 21 on up to 30 something dollars a lead. I'm up to about $400 with these folks already on these leads, and that's just about 10 leads up to $400. So I mean, what I want you to understand is I'm trying not to just take and make another mistake and spend more money now. And then
100%
you see what I'm saying? Right, but I'm building my profile now to make this money back within the end of this week is to make my money back from what I've got to spend on these folks, shut them out all the way, go make my money back, and then pick up a better program that's picking up. The best possibility that I found so far is like we're doing here now, is to get this advertising and marketing going. Like I said, with the other requests that I've got from the other companies where I've missed out on them, I was telling the other guy there that I was talking to that I missed out on the pro match, but I don't have any contact information. Yes, I do. I have that's the registration with pro match. So the other companies that sent to me an inquiry, that they don't have a phone number or anything. All it's doing is telling me that I missed the ProMatch inquiry, cancellation of request. So I'm talking to ProMatch now, and I'm pretty sure you have the marketing for all of these companies that I've signed on for, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, so we're with Google. We're a Google Premier partner, so we do things a little bit different. And if it's not a qualified lead, we don't charge you for it. We actually have a program in place to where, you know, we record the calls and things of that nature. If you get a spam call, that we're not going to charge you for that lead. If somebody calls you and they're just, you know, talking, and just trying to get some information, we're not going to call that a qualified lead, so we wouldn't charge you for that either. We're not going to charge you for a lead until you actually give someone a real consultation and a quote. Or an estimate. After you give them that estimate, you go out, you know, because now you're actually doing work. That would actually be considered a lead.
Yes, sir. So
go ahead.
Yes, sir. I'm basically trying to get this marketing plan set up. So when I do start, I want to stay with ProMatch here because this is the best company I have found with the Google listing and everything else. I think I hit the jackpot searching for this. I'm just starting to update my business, sir, to the systems here that's working right for me. You know, my wife's sitting here and she's agreeing with me 100% because I'm finding time to find the right people to do the things that I want done because my company is valuable. I'm a loan inspector for a lot of these companies, and if I pull somebody off of the network where they're going to do something for some of these big investors that have invested in a property that's getting wholesaled and getting flipped, and I need a contractor for that job, I'm going to have to find out the directory and all of this stuff. We'll get to that later. But one way or another, if he's with this with our system here, I could use him, and I'm sure he's a good client to use where I don't make any money. He's making the money. I'm not making anything. I might not even agree with him to sub it out or anything, but I may want him to do that work because I'm too busy doing something else. And then that'd just be my cost because it's my job from the beginning, but I'm giving it to him. But right now I'm sure and certain that you guys are going to do the right thing for me when I decide to spend $200, $300 or whatever it's going to cost for the marketing here on this. I know there's a cost for it. So I'm trying to get you to understand, where to keep my file at when I call again. To try to get this thing set up all over again, you know? What is the basic cost that we're looking at, sir, for to get started with this?
So if you want to do the actually, let me pull this up. Give me 1 second. I'll be honest for you. We did while we were talking, I did a search for how many times someone has searched for home repairs and renovations in your. You do renovations also?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so I searched for that in your area. It's been searched 1,260 times within the last 30 days. So it does look like there's a need for that service in your area. And that's why we're looking to actually get this this spot filled for this first page placement on Google today. But I'll be 100% honest with you, sir. Give me 1 second. I just want to make sure.
Even the home repair.
I was going to say, So this is a good thing about that. We can, since we are a premier partner with Google, we can, all the services that you offer, we can add those keywords into your profile. And anytime anyone searches those keywords within a 50-mile radius, your business is going to be one of the first businesses that actually pops up on Google. So handyman, renovation, and you can list some of the individual things that you do that gives you individual services that you offer. That way you have a broader spectrum. And our packages, I'll be 100% honest with you, sir. Our typical platinum package with no Google ads is $5.99 with the $2.99 setup fee. But since we're looking to get this spot filled today, and I hear that you're having an issue with your previous lead generator, we can give you $300 in Google ads. We can give you Facebook ads, $100 in Facebook ads, and $300 in Google ads. And you would still be found with the local map section. And you'd be found on the local map section with Google. Excuse me, I'm sorry. You wouldn't be on the local map section. You'd be right above the local map section because you'll be Google verified. So you'll have Google verification. Mm-hmm. You would have $300 in Google ads, $100 in Facebook ads. We would build and manage your website and your Facebook business page and help and engage with your customers, helping you get more business. And like I said, if it's not a qualified lead, we don't charge you for it. I can do all of that for $449.
And what is it
and that's
today?
With the Google ad. Let me see what it would take today. I'll weigh the starter. No. This is monthly.
What is it costing me today, sir?
This is monthly. So I will waive the startup fee, and it would actually be the $449. And we can start on your website, start on your Facebook business page, and start getting everything generating and going. That way, whenever it's time, you'll have the best leads. You'll be first page placement with Google, and you'll also have everything as far as your website and Facebook business page. You'll have all that taken care of. And it gives you just some more time to work on your business opposed to having to work in your business. Does that make sense?
Yes, making sense, sir. Are you guys ready to get to work on it if I do this? What do I need to put on it today?
$449. Yes, sir. And I can get it.
Let me look through my card profile here. And I'm gonna get this thing set up for you. Because like I was saying from the beginning, I need to get the site or get something going with the company right off top here, because I've been getting these calls from Google, and all of that comes from Home Advisor and Angie's. And as long as I've been in business and the marketing they've been doing for me for free. Well, it never was free, sir. I was always paying a little something extra for their marketing, Home and Garden magazines, a line on Google here and there, and all of this stuff here. So eventually it must have gotten around to some of the bigger marketing companies like you guys, and they start calling to find out what do I need, you know, what do I want to advertise the site at. Let me do some looking here, sir, through some of my cards right quick.
No problem.
I'm going to see which one of these cars Okay, man. Let's see what I'm going to do right quick with this here, because I've got a lot of things going on, but it's time to just go ahead and get this marketing on the company opening a little bit better than I've got it. Instead of
and that's what we're here for.
Exactly, and I'm glad to have my guys do it because I'm trying to get my mindset on this, but all at the same time, I don't want to move the wrong time at the wrong thing because we just got too much going on out there, and I know I can get these folks working together with not just me, but some of the things, listen at me, some of the things these other contractors are not trying to do, and that's doing what I'm doing here.
Mm-hmm. I completely understand. And like I said, we're a premier partner with Google. We've been doing this for over 18 years. You can check our ratings, 4.2 star. You know, this, we know what we're doing. You know, and some of these websites I've seen built from other companies, they're charging over $1,000 just for the website. We're throwing that in as an added feature. Not to mention, we're going to also give you a dashboard to where you can, in your invoices, you'll take those and you can up, you can manage and budget your, you can manage and track your budget. Yes, excuse me. I couldn't get my words out for your business.
Well, let me,
we also have,
I'm trying to check. You're talking, sir, and I can't check the car for being amazed. So let me just figure this out.
Okay. Go ahead. Just let me know when you're ready.
You hold on to all my program, descriptions there and everything we need. So I know how to operate all this stuff that I'm gonna get involved in here.
We'll have a whole interview. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. And I see you guys are out there in Louisiana. I got a lot of family out there, man. Some of the best food you'll find in the world.
Well, believe me, I go all over Louisiana, and being a process server, a loan inspector, and all of this stuff here, sir. I'm all over. I'm inspecting properties from the ground up. They don't even have nothing on the ground but the stakes and all of that there. And I go back 2 or 3 weeks later, they done laid the foundation. They're building houses, in other words.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
And I inspect that. And I inspect that for
one sound in the best quarter.
I inspect that for the loan companies and,
okay.
They pay pretty good for that, but that's not like me getting out there doing my own work on these properties, and I've been doing it for the longest. All right, honey, on Mission Lane, I got 8 on that. We're going to do it off of this card here, sir, and I'm going to build that 400 back up.
Just
that's going to bring, yeah, that's going to bring my balance down to probably about 1,500 on this card, but once I get to working, I'll be able to put that 1,500 back on it. It ain't gonna hurt anything. We're gonna use Mission. Yes, sir. So what do we need to do?
Give me a few minutes. I'm gonna take a little bit more of your information and we're gonna go ahead and get this started. Like I said, I will waive that setup fee also for you.
Don't get excited on our calls here and forget to know, let me know how to operate, some of this stuff that I'm getting here. Cause I'm about to get up and get the laptop. Yes, sir. I'm about to get the laptop where I can put in everything that we're about to do here, and I'll be able to work the company, like you say, the dashboard and all of this other stuff, and slowly piece it together down to the phone where I'll be able to work with the smaller operations of the sites and all of this stuff here from the phone. But the main thing with the dashboard and all of this stuff, I'll keep up with it on a laptop, and I'll be able to keep up with it on the phone. It's just be more accurate to try to keep up with it a little bit better than I plan to. And then once the company starts sending me information, it's not like I'm excited they're going to start sending information right away or anything like that. I want to get this system set up and try to get it started where I know it's going to work for me. And when it starts coming, I know I got the operating tools to keep up with it and sure it's going to work all the time when I need it, you know?
Yes,
okay,
completely
sir.
Understand.
So what we need to do now.
Give me 1 second. May I have your last name?
Mitchell, M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L.
First name?
John, middle initial A. John A. Mitchell.
And your email address?
J-M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L. cox@cox.net.
I used to work for Cox. I was one of their best representatives for like the last 5 years until I came to this company.
Sir, you wouldn't believe how long I've been with Cox. I've been with Cox since 1973.
How much is your bill?
Right now, my total bill is running about about 160 something. That's with long distance. All I have on there is long distance and the internet. Yes, sir.
So you just have phone and internet.
Yes, sir. The phone and internet.
Okay.
And I've been with him a long time since Ray Nagin. I rode around with Ray Nagin before, and I talked to Ray Nagin before he got into this trouble by running for mayor. He was working for Cox. And I tried to tell him about the high processing systems that was being installed, which was the main servers and stuff like that. I worked with Bill Gates way back in the days.
Wow.
And me and Bill Gates, me and Gates were working on, he couldn't find a way to get an operating system mainframe into developing websites and advertising for those big businesses out there. So we came up with servers that offer services like a company representation of the business where you would Google the website. Well, I didn't even have Google back then, man. I was using something we called Netscape. I don't know if you ever heard of that.
I remember
before,
Netscape.
But you remember Netscape with the ship with the – yes, that was one of my main search engines back then. And from that point there, I've been sticking with a lot of search engines to try to understand what's going on information highway out here. And that information highway has changed a whole lot, sir. I mean, I've got companies coming on board. People are learning how to develop apps. Right now, between me and you, I don't find enough people developing apps that work for their business where you could turn that app into a website. So they're working from the wrong direction for me. For socialization out there. If you're so social, you want to build up. You understand where we at? And that would change you from the process of being just a company, but we'll have an app, and that app will lead you to the website, mainly to a dashboard, which is to a full functional system that works when you use the app and the website. So a lot of them just usually have an app, but they don't have a whole website for it. So there's still a lot of work out there in the technology field I haven't even started messing with by a long shot. And especially a lot of people that's going on Facebook, Google, and everywhere else, and they're not learning about designing your own app, something simply you could send to somebody instead of just a website. My websites that I have now, I'm sending the whole website link to them by website, by email. So when they click on it, everything they need is on the website. Documents, applications, forms, documents, fill it back out, email it back to me. You can print a PDF and fax it back to me. I mean, these things I learned to build through Bill Gates with these things. But most importantly, when I was working with him, all we were is like we are now working on the resources for different programs that we provide, you know? So if I was supplying small business finances for companies back then, I had to go through a whole list of people and I had to call them on the phone, sir. They didn't have not websites or nothing, and I had to use the regular phone numbers and then fax something over to them or email, get their email address where I could keep in touch with them as privately instead of the phone, because over the phone you were too busy all the time, all day long. And all you had to do was read an email, and you were done with me. You can call me back when you had a chance. You see what I'm saying? So we've come a long way with stretching the distance of communications and technology, just like you're waiting to do now. But I'm always fit for this technology thing here, because all you need to do is have the funds or the perseverance of contact to make sure who's contacting who for what and keep them informed and they keep in touch. That's the only way technology is working now. So I'm ready to go when you are, sir.
I am too. Okay, I'm ready. I was just making sure. And for your email, you said it was jmitch. Was it 177 at cox.net?
Yes, J Mitchell, MITCHELL, J Mitchell.
Okay.
177.
At cox.net?
Yes, sir.
One second, saying that's invalid. JMITCHELL177 at cox.net.
Yes, sir.
There we go. Best phone number to reach you at 504-261-5646.
Yes, sir. I'm on the laptop now, so anything you're shooting through the email, I'll be able to get it through my emails, and I can still talk on the phone without having to stop and try to log in. So to go see what's going on through the phone, I could look at it right through the phone, through the computer here. That's a good thing to do for you.
Okay. Well, that's awesome. And what's the best address? So we have to send you an address. We have to have your address. So.
Yes, sir.
For your business, but yes, we can't use a post office box.
Beautiful. 399. That way you can Google. I have the Google listing there. I have a picture of the company on the listing, the Google Maps and everything. 399 Buttercup. One word. Buttercup Drive. BUTTERCUP Drive. He ain't said nothing yet, Dave.
My wife's waiting for you to Louisiana?
Yeah, what? Yes, sir. My wife waiting for you to send some emails and stuff so she could see what's going on.
Well, tell her, give me 1 second. I'll send her one right now. That way she'll have something to check out also.
Take your time, sir.
I've got
a beautiful family, sir. It's so beautiful. Believe me, man, I'll get the fooling with you so good, man, until you go back and say, Mom and Dad, it's so beautiful. Guess what? They don't need me no fucking more, man. I know you're beautiful. I'm beautiful. I'm going to get beautiful. But you still love them so much, bro, until you believe yourself is so beautiful. There's nothing else in this world going to stop you from believing how perfect and responsible and respectful you can be, man.
Just from being
beautiful. Yeah, I know. So you know. So yeah, that's how it works, man. I mean,
and I'm sending this email over to you. Go ahead, I'm listening,
sir. These guys know when somebody get hold to the heart, that's good. There's nothing else they can do. And you mess around and you get hold of that good heart, man, behind all this stuff going on with politics. Everybody want to try to do their own thing about their own colors and all of this stuff here. But we need people to stick working together, man. I don't care what it is, that job, if equality is job one. And that's why I got things so high on Ford, because everything means nothing without the quality of the job being number one. You know what I'm saying?
Very true.
They didn't see it coming, man, but this is the time to take the right chances and use your money properly, and it should come out right for you, you know? So,
yes,
I mean, I'm doing great, sir. Yes, sir, I'm doing real great.
I'm glad to hear it, sir. I really am. And I did just send your wife those emails, so she will have something to check out also. And now what I need to do, I need to go ahead and start scheduling for our client interview. So give me just one moment. And are you available? Let's see, we're on Wednesday. And it is, what, almost 1 o'clock where you are right now?
Yes, sir, it is. Almost 1 o'clock.
Okay.
Right, don't rush.
How do you feel about us doing a client interview between 1 p.m. and 2 p.m.? I know it only gives you about 10 minutes to get everything going. We can push it out later on today or tomorrow also. But if you want to, we can knock it out right after this call, essentially.
No, sir. We can get it done as soon as we can.
Let's do it right.
That way as long as I get a break right quick to go smoke me a cigarette or something like that.
Let's do it for 2 or 3 then. How about that?
Yeah, let's do that, sir.
Okay. I want to give you a break so you can smoke your cigarette.
I'll do that, and then my wife will figure out what she's going to eat once the baby wake up. So that'll help me out real good.
Right.
We got a beautiful 9-year-old.
Aw, 9-year-old. Oh, man, yeah. I know it's keeping you guys busy.
Man, I got it so busy, bro. I love it, bro, for other folks, bro. You're really not hearing me good, man. I swear I have you so joyous, bro, until you be thinking, man, damn, B, look, if you just got a son or a daughter, I like you. You heard me? Come on, man. I don't want to creep up on you like that, man. You know, a star got all kinds of way of entertaining somebody, you know? But I ain't doing it. I no, man, I'm off the air.
Hey, I get it.
Yeah, you did it, bro.
She don't get the email at jmitchell177@cox.net?
No, we didn't get that yet. And I'm going back and see what's going on.
And it's jmitchell177@cox.net, correct?
Yes, sir. I'm on check for spam. It could have went to spam too. Yes, sir. I'm going to check the spam.
I'm also going to send you another one also.
No, the spam, you got to let it roll over, baby. See what happened today. How do you say, DeAndre Cole?
DeAndre Cole, yes, sir, that's me.
Okay, well, that's where it's at in spam, DeAndre. Oh, my wife, right. You see it now. I'm serious, man. I got it.
Watch, I'm going
okay.
To
I got. I'm opening up on the market in here. I see what we're dealing
okay.
with.
Okay. And it's John A. Mitchell.
Yes, sir.
And is that how it reads on the card?
Yes, sir. That's how it reads on the card.
Okay.
So this is a one-time. This is a one-time payment for this.
No, sorry, this is monthly.
$400 a month?
Yes, sir. But that's if you want to keep the Google ads. If you don't want to keep the Google ads, we could drop it down lower to about a $199, and you would still be first pay. You still get everything else minus the Google ads.
Okay, well, we'll do it to $199 a month after this four. But like I said,
okay.
Once I keep that contract up going, I'll keep on going with it. If I notice that the work isn't coming in as specified or something like that, I mean, then
mm-hmm.
I have to figure out what I'm doing from there. But I want to see everything I'm getting here so I'll be able to work with the budget and try to figure this out. But I don't want to have to expect to pay $400 a month.
If you don't want the Google ads, you definitely don't have to. We can definitely get it down cheaper without the Google ads.
Yeah, I want to keep the system, but I don't want to.
Well, you would have everything else the same. You just wouldn't have the Google ads.
Okay. Well, that would be fine. I mean, I'm pretty sure that somebody's going to be able to find a business without all of that, right?
I would say yeah. But I can waive the startup fee on the $449. I can't waive it on the let me one second. Let me see what I can do. Let me just make sure.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, so what I can do for you, instead of charging you the $449, I can charge you the $249 with a $99 setup fee.
And
it'll still be cheaper than that's just one time.
That's just one time.
Yes, sir.
And I still get all the other stuff. Let's do that.
You still have everything minus the Google ads, yes, sir.
Okay, well, let's do that, DeAndre. I think you're working out fine for me, sir. We're negotiating this. This is how I do it. And I want you to realize, man, you got another company that's going to bring another company to a company, man. I never done anything and just thought about myself. I always thought about, you can't do it by yourself, man. And you know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't see that. If Trump thought he was doing it by himself, he has the wrong idea. Everybody else thinking they're doing it by themselves. Everything I fool with, bro, I'm ready to affiliate it out, tell it to somebody else, because if I had to find it, you should have found it too. You know, you need it yourself.
Right.
You know, so let's do what you're doing there, sir, and I'm going to try to keep up on this. Meantime, I'm still looking through the emails here and see what everything is pertaining.
Okay. So now what I, the best way to reach you, give me 1 second. Well, what are the services you offer?
I had a list of them on there. Fencing, plumbing, home repair, flooring. I know it's all the details should have been on that profile.
Right, and that should be good enough for me, right? Right there on
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to get a little bit of information for our client, team.
Mm-hmm.
Are you using any other SEO companies right now?
Yeah, I'm with some other companies now, so.
Not any other SEOs, though, I don't believe.
No, sir.
Okay, just wanted to make sure. Just one moment.
I got an invitation from you too, sir. What was that for?
That's
our
invitation
what's that? For the meeting. Yeah, that's for our meeting. We're gonna use Google Meet for that.
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's great.
Just making sure that is.
I had another guy call me this morning, but he was nowhere near like this because I could not have put in a profile or nothing yet. And that's what had me confused with him because I hadn't put in a profile or anything or have, for any company anywhere or anything. And he called out ahead of time or something. And I did was pick the website and went on there and Googled something and found it and saved it till I can get to it later. And that's how I end up with you here because I saved it till later. And now I'm getting to it because I told my wife I wasn't going to sit around and do anything else because we're expecting some crazy weather around here for number one. And then I got some other clients to call for some financing in a little while once I get this straightened out. And it's a perfect time for the afternoon when they're just getting back to work and a guy probably sitting there wondering how can I get some more money for my business and I'm financing for you and everything. So I don't make a lot off of that, but I got the referrals and the commission that comes along with it. And I'm just happy for that and helping folks, man, you know? So,
right.
Where are we now?
You said you currently don't have a Facebook business page. Is that correct?
No, I don't have a Facebook business page, no.
Okay. But you do have a personal page?
Yeah, I have a personal page. And I hardly even use it.
That's fine.
I hardly use it, yeah.
So I just want to make sure, so I can make sure that we know that we're going to be creating one.
Yeah. So if you put that on there, I guess you'll let me know what it looks like and all of that stuff there when we get all that
definitely.
Done, right?
Yes, sir. You'd always be able to log into it and check it out whenever you want. Another question I have, a preferred method for us to reach out to you, would that be phone, text, or email?
Either.
Okay.
No, I'm getting copies of printed it. I never moved it or nothing.
Yes, sir.
I never knew where to move it to.
And what are your hours of operation? Are you Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Saturday, all day.
Okay. So we'll say Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.?
Yeah. Well, you could say anytime, sir. I mean, folks have the tendency of calling after hours. So, as long as it lets me call for after hours and everything else, that's fine, too.
I'll just put 7 a.m. to 7 a.m. Do you have any license, tax IDs, or insurance?
Yeah. I have all of that.
Okay. Sure.
I'm with the best insurance company in the state of Louisiana, Building Trades, and that's Next Insurance. Next Insurance also have employment for a lot of the other companies. That's hiring people. I'm not too high on this EMC thing here with the emergency relief funds, but that's a good program to reach out to a lot of people with employees for right now. I know there's a lot of folks that would like to get that $26,000 just from working a whole year, and it's tax credits on the end of your account every year. But I haven't started working on a whole bunch of stuff as of yet, man. I've got all kind of business working for me, DeAndre. I got some stuff going, man.
Glad to hear that. I really am glad to hear that. And we're going to do
like
that.
It's not like having a friend, bro, and you tell him everything you see on the internet or on the phone or something like that, like because it's all technology. You believe in it and you can do. No, man, I've really got all of this stuff working. This stuff is functioning for me right now. So if somebody calls me for it, I got somebody there that knows me personally enough to say, okay, John, we'll take it from here. And then when he calls me back and let me know that he's got everything done like it should be done, I got a little commission in it some kind of way. You know, it's a commission world out here. And a lot of folks don't get to know how to know. Right. If they don't get to know how to know folks, they not making any money. They just fooling around like they think they know so much, you know?
Yeah.
You see all these basketball players coming up, man, with these endorsements and stuff like that, you know? So that means somebody is coming along and giving them a chance to represent their products because you're famous, you know?
Exactly.
You got to make your own self famous by helping folks represent their stuff. So I think you're doing a great job so far, sir. What do we need
to
do?
Thank you, sir. So now I just need to get a security question answered. Would you like, any time we call you, we're going to ask you this question. Would you like for it to be mother's maiden name, city you were born,
yes,
or first pet name?
First pet name.
Okay. And what's that?
Butler.
Okay.
That's the name of my puppy here.
Aw, Butler, I like it. What kind of dog is it?
I'm talking about you.
Nobody call you nothing.
Yeah, that's Butler. You're not buddy.
He said, I'm right here.
Yeah.
But believe me, he right here. He watch over us every move we make.
Oh, I love to hear it. And so now what I need now is your credit card information. Will this be, and how does your name read on the card? Is it John A. Mitchell?
Yeah, John A. Mitchell.
All right, and I'm ready for the card number whenever you're ready.
Okay. 4315-0367-3440-0928.
Expiration date?
0227.
0227, 3 digits on the back.
Oh, the 3 digit B.
121.
121 D.
One. Is this a Visa card?
Yes, sir. Visa card.
Okay. Give me just one moment. So now we're pretty much done. I got everything scheduled, but I have to read over these disclosures with you real fast. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. So before I process your payment, I'm going to walk you through what is called a voice verification recording. The reason being is because I have you on a discounted pre-agreement for you, and it is an added form of protection for you that we will send you in writing with your invoice. So as I'm walking you through this, if there is anything you don't understand, do me a favor and stop me so we can review and clarify. Just say, hey, Dre, what does that mean? And I'll rephrase it for you. I just want to make sure you have a firm understanding before I process the transaction. Sound good?
Yes, sir. Sounds good.
All right. Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the trade agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Mitchell's Home Repairs Financing, John A. Mitchell.
All right. Please state your name and title within the business.
John, middle initial A, last name Mitchell, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, I am.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Whenever we call you, we're always going to ask you your first pet's name because that's your security question, okay?
Yes, sir.
Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash? It'll always come from an 877 number.
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay. In hiring Local Splash as a certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yes, sir.
All right. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today at $348 on the date of June 20th. And with the second payment, your agreement will automatically renew for the $249 on the day of, on the 20th of each day, renew each month on the 20th day in the amount of $249. Sorry, I said that backwards.
Yes,
so you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225 to prevent charges for your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
All right. So I'm going to process this payment for the $348, and then you're going to get a text message with your terms and conditions on there. Can you go ahead and check that for me on your text messages?
Okay, let me see that. Let's see where that's coming from. On my term, I'm sorry, man. Something else had popped up.
Oh, you're fine. You're fine.
Okay. That's something go. Yes, sir, I've got it, and that's the customer service number to call if I have any problems.
Yes, sir.
Okay, do I need to open up that invoice?
Yes, you do. That way you can go ahead and click the yes on the terms and conditions.
Okay. I've already loaded the dash. This is a dashboard here, isn't it?
Yes, sir. It's one of them.
Okay. I'm adding that one there to the front anyway. I've opened it. Let me see if there's something I need to text. I don't see it to accept the terms. If you have any questions, so should I just put yes?
Just click yes.
Yes?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Would that work then?
Yeah. Yeah, you're good to go.
Okay.
And now you're good to go. We'll be giving you a call here pretty soon. Within the next, from 2 to 3, we'll be giving you a call for the client interview, okay?
Okay, sir. You guys have lunch and relax and make sure I get this thing going. I've got the Local Splash. Let me see. I had the dashboard here on the front of the phone just a minute ago. I'm trying to see where that's at. It says 500. Oops, encountered an error. So I guess I have.
Yes. They're gonna go through all this with you during a client interview also. Okay, sir.
Okay, sir. I will.
All right. Well, congratulations. Welcome to Local Splash, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you again, D.
My pleasure. Have a great day, sir.
Yes, sir. Bye, bye.